Many have fallen out of touch with God, and as such, they've also fallen out of touch with their own selves. Or perhaps it is the other way around. Thus, the way back to God is to come back to who we truly are. And to know who we truly are is to know God and why we were put on this earth. Through this, we can begin the process of recognizing the one true God. Today, we review the topic of the God of the Quran. Have we lost God? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2021. Today being the third day of this blessed month of Ramadan. You know, the societal, political, and economic challenges which we will be reviewing this year in this Ramadan Reflection series, all of the topics that we will be investigating in detail over the next days and nights, and this month of Ramadan, all of these challenges stem from the fact that we as human beings, we have lost ourselves. And as such, we have lost God. It's a circular situation. Forgetting ourselves makes us forget our Creator. And forgetting our Creator, in turn, has made us forget ourselves. And when we forget ourselves, and we end up forgetting Allah, we end up forgetting the purpose for why we were put on this earth. And then it becomes easy for people to lie, to cheat, to steal, to oppress people in other parts of the world, in the developing nations, or even in our own backyard, in our own cities. We take advantage of people. We lie, we cheat, we deceive because of the fact that we have forgotten ourselves, our human nature. We thus have also forgotten our Creator, God. And perhaps it's for that reason that we have the very beautiful hadith, the statement of the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family. It's also narrated by Imam Ali, the cousin and the successor and the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. And all Muslims narrate this tradition in which the Prophet has been quoted as saying, as has Imam Ali, peace be upon him, quoted as saying that, man arafa nafsahu, faqad arafa rabbahu. The person who knows themselves indeed will know their Lord, will recognize and understand and appreciate their Lord. Now this tradition obviously is, although it's a very short tradition, no more than 7 words in the Arabic, but the depth and the meaning of it is profound. And in fact, some of our scholars have written commentaries of this hadith, drawing hundreds of lessons and understandings that they have been able to derive from this very short yet profound saying of the Prophet of Islam. You know, at one level, if you look at the hadith, as our scholars have said, they talk about the fact that knowing our human traits, what we are born with, what our abilities are, and at the same time recognizing our own limitations as human beings that God has intrinsically given, put into us, that we have limitations, we cannot transgress certain limits. This can help us recognize Allah, to recognize God and His limitless traits. This is just one understanding of the hadith. But actually, as other scholars say, when they go forth to analyze and understand this tradition of the Immaculate Prophet and from his Immaculate family members, they say that by purification of ourself, by reforming ourselves, by walking on that path of being ones who are trying to imbibe and to fulfill the qualities of God within our lives, we can begin to truly recognize God through self-purification, which will enable us to gravitate towards Him, which ultimately means if we're gravitating towards something, meaning Allah, meaning God, we are thus able to distance ourselves from other things which may distract us from Him. Because again, as we said, that when we are busy in the world, busy seeking wealth and power and status and authority, forgetting God, forgetting ourselves, we are then able to enact the greatest of crimes against humanity. But when we recognize and begin to recognize ourselves and who we are, getting us to the ability to recognize our Creator, then all of those other distractions are pushed to the side. They're forgotten because we are only in the remembrance of God and doing what He wants for us, fulfilling our obligation of why He put us on this earth. And that will ultimately mean that all of the things that have been happening around the world that we have contributed to as human beings, that those will be able to be slowly, one by one, removed, allowing all of the peoples of the earth an equal opportunity to success, to prosperity, to happiness, as much as can be achieved in the life of this transient world. However, when we do not recognize why we were created and put on earth, and you know, the Quran most beautifully describes this in many passages, many of the ayat, including calling us the stewards of this earth, meaning that we have been put here to take care of this earth, to maintain it, to preserve it and its inhabitants, whether it be humans or animals or nature. When we don't recognize that, then this results in what we see around us in the short time that you and I as human beings have existed on this planet. And so when we look at the Quran, we see that Allah mentions in chapter number 59, Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 19, He says, أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And do not be like those who are oblivious of God. And so God has made them oblivious of their own selves. Those, they are the transgressors. So as we said, that it is up to us to begin to recognize God, to know God, to know our responsibility, our role on earth, to be out of our state of heedlessness, to recognize God so that we can make a change in the world around us, to change the situation of the plight of many of humanity today who are suffering untold horrors and losses. We conclude in this third day of the month of Ramadan with a few lessons that we can take away for this blessed day. Point number one, the fall of the human being and their forgetting God, both at the theoretical and the practical level, is due to their own actions. And as a result, God allows them to forget their own selves, resulting in a downward spiral. Point number two is that when we recognize who we are as humans, and that our life, death, sustenance, poverty, health, sickness, and everything else is not from our own selves and not in our direct control, but from a higher power, meaning God, we will then be able to recognize our Lord. And point number three, and we conclude, knowing our true purpose of existence and our role as stewards of God on earth can bring us back to the equilibrium in how we deal with other creations of God, the people, animals, nature, and everything else around us. God willing, we will continue in this Ramadan Reflections tomorrow to continue to view the topic of guidance in an ocean of chaos. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.